Society released the results of a study uncovering public opinions about technologies such as genomics and DNA sequencing, gene editing and gene therapy. A survey of more than 20,000 people and detailed workshops showed cautious optimism for tools to improve human health, tackle the impacts of climate change and reduce inequality. But other uses of genetic technology were less popular, such as attempts to manipulate eye colour or intelligence. So, what's hot and what's not in the public's view of genetics? I went to the Francis Crick Institute in London to meet Professor Robin Lovell-Badge, chair of the Royal Society's Genetic Technologies Programme, to find out why the Society commissioned the report and what they learned from it.
So in terms of DNA sequencing, so of course the cost of doing it is really quite minimal. There are all these very large genome sequencing projects, which would include the 100,000 Genomes Project and Biobank and all these other things in this country and others around the world. People are being bombarded with adverts in the tube, even on for hereditary purposes or trying to understand whether you're going to suffer from something. Then you've got all the talk about modifying DNA, whether that's through traditional methods of genetic manipulation of plants and animals, but particularly through the use of genome editing methods, things like CRISPR-Cas9, as a very efficient way of doing it.
Can you sort of summarise what the general vibe that you're getting from the public?
So they were supportive, optimistic of the potential uses. It was qualified or conditional on there being appropriate regulation. They didn't want certain things happening. They weren't keen on changes being made, either sort of trivial or cosmetic. Certainly with respect to humans, they didn't like the idea of enhancements and things. But for treating or avoiding disease, they were very, very positive. For plants and animals, they were also, on the whole, positive. More so with plants and animals, but on the whole, positive. If changes were being made in genes for the purposes of, for example, disease resistance, if there was an aspect that could be done that would contribute to human health and welfare, they were also very keen on that. So that was a big change, big step forward from the fear of so-called frankenfoods and things. And in fact, several of the participants made comments were saying, well, I didn't know all this was possible. I've just been scared by the headlines about, you know, the horrible things that scientists are doing and creating monsters, or they thought genetic manipulation was a bad thing. But having gone through all of this, got the information, they were very positive in the end that the use, potential uses were really good and actually quite amazing what could be done.
Why is it important to ask the public anyway? Can't we just like do our own scientific thing, just get on with it without this kind of pesky public and their pesky opinions?
No, I disagree that the public are pesky or their opinions are pesky. In fact, I think their opinions are very valuable. So I was involved in the public dialogue for mitochondrial replacement, and that was really important. We got some good ideas from them how it should be regulated. And actually, you do. You don't necessarily predict what you're going to get from the public. But they were very good ideas. And I think, likewise, here, we're getting some good ideas. So it's useful. It's important to have the public behind if you are really wanting to make a change in application, how you apply science, to have the public behind that. The regulators, the government, again, also needs to know that this is something that they will be support for. If you just sort of don't ask the public, then you're stuck with these sort of old beliefs which are propagated by people who are very opposed. So you get people who are really opposed to genetically modified crops. The same is true of the public don't seem to really distinguish much between heritable genome editing, germline editing, and somatic genome editing. But that whole idea that there would be a big difference is propagated again by people who are opposed very much to any type of research using embryos. Ethicists, for whatever reason, make this strong divide there, but it's actually not made by the public. So I think it's very important that regulators, politicians, etc., really understand that the public, what the public really care about, and the public really care about doing good, preventing disease, dealing with issues that affect us all, like climate change, shortage of food, diseases and things. So that's what the public care about. So asking the public is really important.
Fellow of the Royal Society Robin Lovell Badge from the Francis Crick Institute in London. And a link to that report is on the Naked Genetics podcast page. That's nakedscientist.com/genetics. You're listening to the Naked Genetics podcast.